From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Russia's ambassador to Turkey is assassinated. Six suspects are in custody after the Russian ambassador to Turkey was shot and killed as he delivered remarks at an art exhibition in Ankara on Monday. The 22-year-old gunman, an off-duty policeman, opened fire at close range, killing Ambassador Andrei Karlov. Associated Press photographer Burhan Ozbilici had just taken a picture of the Russian diplomat.
Just about 2 or 3 minutes later, I heard very loud shout. I could not count. It was too loud, and it was like a movie.
The assassin, who was killed by security forces, yelled, "Don't forget Aleppo, don't forget Syria, and Allahu Akbar." Three other people were wounded. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said he and his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin will coordinate the investigation and increase diplomatic security. Mr. Putin condemned the killing as an act of terrorism aimed at undermining efforts to resolve the conflict in Syria. U.S. spokesman John Kirby offered U.S. expertise.
We stand ready to offer any assistance that may be required to Russia and Turkey as they investigate this despicable attack, which was, as the Secretary noted, also an assault on the right of all diplomats to safely and securely advance and represent their nations around the world.
In the meantime, the U.S. Embassy in Ankara is closed on Tuesday, as well as consulates, after someone discharged a firearm nearby the embassy. The suspect has been detained. For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Congolese opposition leader Etienne Tshisekedi Tuesday called on people in the Democratic Republic of Congo and foreign governments to no longer recognize DRC President Joseph Kabila as their leader, as his two-term mandate has expired. In the video message, he called on Mr. Kabila's decision to remain in office a coup and treason. A truck plowed into a crowded Christmas market in Berlin on Monday, killing at least 12 people and injuring dozens more. British tourist Mike Fox was on the scene near the Kaiser Wilhelm Memorial Church.
We were in the market outside the cathedral, and we had just had a Glühwein, and then as we were leaving, the large truck came through. It went just past me, past my girlfriend. I think it missed me by 3 metres, missed her by 5. It came in through the entrance, hit the sides of the barriers, and then carried on past us.
Police now say the act was intentional and a probable terrorist attack. China on Tuesday returned that underwater U.S. drone it seized last week in the international waters of the South China Sea. China's defense ministry said today that the transfer was completely smooth and friendly between the two countries. However, Hua Chunying of the Chinese Foreign Ministry said, referring to criticism from the United States, "But I think what they said is unreasonable, as we have always pointed out that for a long time the U.S. military has regularly sent ships and aircraft to carry out close surveillance and military surveys in waters facing China, which threaten China's sovereignty and security. China is resolutely opposed to this and has always demanded the U.S. end these kind of activities. I think this is the cause for this or similar incidents." Pentagon spokesman Peter Cook said the transfer took place in the same area where China picked up the drone. Republican Donald Trump has been officially elected the 45th U.S. president on Monday. Now, his victory confirmed by the required vote in the Electoral College. Mr. Trump surpassed the 270 of 538 cast needed to win. Among the electors was Bob Asher of Pennsylvania.
"I think that how most of us looked at it, quite honestly, was what was the popular vote in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Many of us were for different candidates in the primary, including myself. But once Mr. Trump was our nominee, I supported Mr. Trump."
While Mr. Trump's opponent, Democrat Hillary Clinton, won the popular vote, the election is determined by the vote count in each of the 50 states and in the District of Columbia. Congress will certify the outcome on January the 6th. Mr. Trump is to be sworn into office on January the 20th. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.